AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Another busy day on the campaign trail for Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Last night in Georgia,
Kamala Harris and Tim Walz for president and vice president. Get out there and vote!
Harris was joined on stage by Bruce Springsteen.
Donald Trump is running to be an American tyrant. He does not understand this country, its history, or what it means to be deeply American.
Beyonce is expected to be at a Harris campaign stop in Houston tonight. In Las Vegas, Donald Trump was asked about a quote attributed to him from his former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly that Adolf Hitler did some good things.
Never said it.
Trump was asked about Kelly's interview with The Atlantic that said he wanted generals like Hitler's.
It's a rag that you made up stories. He's done it before.
The former president will hold a news conference in Austin, Texas, before sitting down with podcaster Joe Rogan. An Israeli airstrike killed three journalists as they slept at a guest house in Lebanon. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met today with Jordan's foreign minister.
We have a sense of real urgency in getting to a diplomatic resolution and the full implementation of UN Security Council Resolution 1701, such that there can be real security along the border between Israel and Lebanon, and people both sides of the border can have the confidence to be able to return to their homes.
The Biden administration is moving ahead with a new plan to cancel student loans for people facing steep medical bills, child care costs, and other types of financial hardship that prevent them from repaying their loans. This is the third attempt. The first plan was rejected by the Supreme Court last year. His second plan has been temporarily halted by a federal judge in Missouri. The World Series starts tonight in Los Angeles. It's the Dodgers and the Yankees. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sittel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are gaining ground on Wall Street as companies continue to report mostly solid earnings. The gains have trimmed much of the week's losses. The S&P 500 rose 0.9% in the first hour of trading Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 182 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite was up 1.5%. Capri Holdings, the owner of Versace, Jimmy Choo, and Michael Kors brands, lost almost half its value. That came after a judge halted a purchase of the company by the maker of Coach handbags. The stock market has been feeling pressure this week from higher treasury yields, which makes stocks less appealing to investors. Seth Sutel, New York.
AI is being used to send some households impacted by Hurricanes Helene and Milton in North Carolina and Florida $1,000 cash relief payments. The nonprofit GiveDirectly plans to send the payments today. The organization harnesses a Google-developed artificial intelligence tool. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.